The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Did you know that 95% of you will not move? You'll not sell your homes and move. You'll stay right where you are and want to continue living there until someone forces you out. Because you don't want to move. And that's okay. This is reality for 95% of us. So if you have 20 people who live in an area, only one of the 20 will actually make a move to right-size their lives. The rest will age in place. They'll stay where they are as long as they can. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke at the Potomac Community Village, which is one of many villages around the country that are sprouting up. And I don't mean the village itself, because actually Potomac has a village. It's called the Potomac Village, where the intersection of River Road and Falls Road meet. That is the Potomac Village, and there's a shopping center and some restaurants. In fact, the old Hunter's Inn is there in the Potomac Village. I used to work there. I was a waiter there back in college days. It's a wonderful village. What I'm talking about, though, is something different. The idea is you can join a group of other people who want to stay in their homes as long as possible and can rely on each other to meet each other's needs, even though you may be blocks and blocks away from somebody else who's joined that village. I was invited to speak at the Potomac Community Village. I went out to the Bolger Center, which is a wonderful venue, and we had a very large audience. I was surprised at how many people came to hear me speak on aging in place because I'd never done it before. But the tools that I discuss on the show on right-sizing, how do you downsize your stuff, let go of the things you own so they don't own you anymore, you know, because many of us, we're controlled oftentimes by the things we own, maintaining them and freeing ourselves, letting go. What makes vacation so wonderful is you go away and you don't worry about all the stuff around you because somebody else is worried about it. So if you can live in a better state where you are, you can age better right where you are, age in place better where you are. And deciding how to get rid of your stuff, well, everybody needs to do that, whether you're moving or not moving. The right first step is if you think, I want to stay where I am, then try to go through downsizing where you are so that you can live in the home you're in and enjoy the home that you're in more, but keep the memories alive. The right sizing guide that I wrote, you can download for free at ericstewartgroup.com. Yes, it discusses finding a motivation for making a move, but I also say it's about finding a motivation for downsizing. What's going to motivate you to let go of the things that are keeping you back from enjoying your life? I went on an appointment, and occasionally I'll go into a home that is overwhelmed, I mean completely overwhelmed, where you can't enter rooms because of the stuff, and where the owner believes that they can easily get rid of what they have, but they're so overwhelmed that their lives are segmented. In fact, they've gotten to the point where the room is, the door won't open any further. It'll open 10 or 12 inches and they'll drop things into that room and then shut the door. So they're kind of not dealing with the reality. I think we all, even though we may not go to that extreme, I think we all face that challenge. You know, there's the things that we've collected over time, and there's a room where the stuff has sort of gathered, and we put it off for a while, and there's no moral judgment in this. It's not a right or wrong issue. The stuff you have is there, and you can keep it there if you have a house, and you can heat it and cool it and pay the taxes on it and so on. That's fine. That's your right. You know, this is America, folks. If we want to pay for it, we can enjoy it. But there really is a cost, the unseen cost, the implied commitments that we have to these things that burden us, that keep us from being freed up to take a different lap in the race. Let go of one baton and pick up the next and make the next loop. Look, we all have vocations, calls in our lives. Oftentimes people are called into being a doctor, being a minister, a firefighter, whatever it is. In my case, real estate. I graduated with my degree in the theater, and hey, I didn't think that I wanted to act for a living. And so I got into real estate that summer, 1987, 28 years ago. I thought I would do it for 3 or 4 years and then go to Hollywood. Well, I found my niche. Coming from a family of physicians, I discovered something that allowed me to use what I didn't enjoy was biology. What I did enjoy was meeting people and caring for people and helping people achieve their dreams. And real estate is a wonderful way for me to do that. In starting the show 12 years ago, I've discovered an audience of people who really need to downsize and need to enjoy their lives by being freed up from their stuff. And I've discovered processes and discovered who you are and who I am. And so if you want to age in place, you may want to consider contacting one of the villages out there. And you can Google villages in the town that you're in. There's one in Chevy Chase. There's one in Bethesda. There's a bunch of them in D.C. and Northern Virginia and around the country where you can join up with other people. You pay money into a bank where you all share the opportunity and you agree to certain terms and rules, and there's no standard village. Everybody's village is a little bit different. So I discovered my call, my vocation in real estate. And over the last 6-7 years, as I've been doing more and more discussing on right-sizing and working with more seniors and more seniors and more seniors and becoming an expert in right-sizing, which is my word for downsizing, then I've discovered aging in place as an issue, that in fact is really where the majority of people are. So to help you, I'm developing concepts and materials to help you understand what are the basic 6 things you could do if you decide you don't want to age in place. And if you want to age in place, how can you enjoy where you live better? Well, that's where I'm going. So if you benefit from what I'm sharing, if you benefit from the thinking that I provide, the right sizing information on how do I get rid of my stuff, those kinds of things, please let me know at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. Shoot me an email and say thanks, and I appreciate it. I would love more content on how I can stay in my home and live here better. Here's what I'm facing. I'm not sure what to do or where to go. Let me, quote, prescribe you some insight, even though I'm a real estate agent by trade. But I understand the complexities that go into staying where you are, aging in place, right sizing, and all those things. That's what I wanted to communicate this morning. So think of me. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, download the right sizing guide, download the market ready guide. Because even if you're not going to sell, wouldn't you want to make the right improvements that will give you the long-term return on investment if you do change your mind and decide to sell 5 or 7 years from now? I thought so. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us if you don't have the internet. Call us at 800-900-9104 and we'll mail you a copy of the market ready guide or the right sizing guide. All right. Hey, I'm going to take a quick break, and Stuart Rosenthal joins me in just a moment.